Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything as we launch here into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will continue taking your calls and get a chance to talk about a teenage revenge website as well as grudges. I guess those kind of go together. Let's go first, though, to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind tonight?
Yesterday morning, I went to testify at my brother's trial for my brother.
What was the trial about?
Well, what had happened is he and my nephew, who were both living at my mom's house for a while, and they got into an altercation.
And, so the nephew is his son, correct?
No.
No.
The nephew is the son of another brother.
Got it. Okay.
And so it was his nephew also.
Got it.
And this is an ongoing thing. I didn't see what happened, but my nephew said that my brother choked him.
Oh, dear.
My brother claims that my nephew pushed him down. And I heard what had gone on that evening. So I told my brother that I would go and testify on his behalf because my nephew was lying, and I pretty much knew that. I know them both. I know them both very well, and I think I'm a good arbiter of who was telling the truth and who was lying.
All right. And so you say there's been a history between these two of conflict?
Yes. Yes, right. There has been. And
so what was the trial for?
Who was on trial? That particular night, my nephew called the police, and the police came and arrested my brother.
Oh, no.
And the rest of my family was just appalled by that action. Everybody else is of the opinion he should never have called the police.
I completely agree.
Don't get the police involved.
If you have managed to back people down, if the fight is over, if that's that, I see there's no reason. I think people should use every excuse possible to avoid calling the police. I think it's the most last-ditch effort. I think it's a dangerous thing to call
the police. Seconded wholeheartedly.
It is. It was. It should have been in the family. It should have been held within the family.
Yeah.
And in fact, the argument was more or less resolved because my mother had decided to kick my nephew out of the house, mm-hmm. and let my brother stay. And my father has Alzheimer's, so somebody needs to be there to help with my father. Otherwise, my mother would have to send him to a home.
Sure.
So therefore, that's one of the reasons my brother is staying there. That's one of the reasons that they didn't mind having my nephew there.
So what was the charge? He was arrested. What was the charge?
I believe battery.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Either assault or battery.
So fast forward to the trial. I presume that's why you were calling, was to tell us something that happened today?
Right. So the first thing that happened is I didn't even realize the trial was going on. I get a call yesterday morning. Matt, you have to come and testify. I'm going, what? I don't get any time? Sure. I thought that, when witnesses are called for a defense, that the prosecution wants to talk to them before the trial and find out what they know, et cetera, et cetera. But no, I didn't get any time. I had to rush up there. It's an hour drive. I had to rush up there and be there within 2 hours. So that was the first quite upsetting thing. The second thing is that my nephew had been saying that he wasn't going to show up at court. He's been saying this all along.
Nice.
And he did. And not only did he show up at court, but apparently his testimony appeared to be well rehearsed.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been lying to the family all along. Basically, long story short, this should have been a family matter. the judge in the case, when all was said and done, realized that, said as much, said that my nephew's testimony was inconsistent, used that word, inconsistent, but found my brother guilty anyway.
What?
He's, whoa. Huh.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
they seem to be just completely arbitrary in their decisions anyway when it comes down to it. I've watched some trials like that.
That's the point. That
inconsistent.
Despite my testimony, despite the inconsistencies of my nephew's testimony, despite my brother's testimony, my brother's appearance, and everything else, and the fact that these bureaucrats realized that this should have been something kept within the family, the judge admonished the prosecution for even going through with this case, and yet he still finds my brother guilty.
Found him guilty and issued a fine, right?
Amazing.
And issued a fine. That was the next point.
He I got some money.
$150 yeah. fine plus court costs, which we're not sure what they are. My brother's lawyer said probably around $200. I said, well, that's it. They want their money.
Yeah, that's it. Because it's not that $150 isn't going to the nephew.
No. Not going to the nephew. It's going to the county.
Yep.
The court cost is going to the county. So if they were to have found my brother innocent, they would have got nothing. They would have just had to let him go, and that would have been it.
Sounds to me like he needs to appeal it.
So,
wait, what does that cost?
You made the point of the loser pays system.
Mm-hmm.
If we'd had a loser pays system, my nephew probably never would have gone through with this.
Absolutely.
Because he would have realized that if he loses, he's going to have to pay, and it wouldn't have been worth it to take that chance.
Yep.
I'd say you nailed it, Matt, and I'm sorry that that he called. Sorry, he called the cops. I have to say that for people that that have undesirable elements in their family, people that they do not get along with, just keep them out of your life. There is no reason to help the nephew because he's related to you. He sounds like a scumbag to me. And if it's true that he is, then don't invite him over. Don't bring him to Thanksgiving dinner. Don't do any of that stuff. You have no obligation. I understand that people are in this country are raised with this mindset of, oh, it's family, so we have to, you know, just let him walk all over us. No, these are people who, I'm sorry to say, are nothing more than strangers you happen to be born into close proximity to.
Right, and with that comment that you made, I have to say that although I could see it was breaking my mom's heart, she's 76 years old, and she didn't want to have to do this, but she told my nephew, don't you ever come to my house again. And
he deserves it.
She has made the threat to disinherit my brother, my nephew's father, because he played a large role in what happened. That morning, my mother had called my nephew's dad, my other brother, and my nephew's dad had assured her that my nephew wasn't going to show up at court. So he lied. He knew.
Well,
he knew my nephew was going to show up to court.
I mean, we need to know for sure. You need to check that for sure.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cop friends and things like that. There's a long history there.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. If he's not around, fights can't happen. He can't call the cops. Keep that guy out. She's made the absolute right decision to ostracize this person, and it should have probably happened sooner rather than later. But later's better than never. So, thanks for the story tonight, Matt. Any other thoughts?
No, that was it. I just thought you'd be interested.
Yep. It's an interesting story. Thank you for the call, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate. Thank you on that. 800-259-9231. Thankfully, I didn't have that kind of family environment where there were people at each other's throats, but I know there are a number of folks that did grow up around that, whether it was in their immediate family or it was the, you know, their cousins or the sisters, who knows.
There's always one, you know.
Yeah, so keep them out of your life. If they're a problem, you don't have to, if somebody you're related to is a complete loser and a drain, you don't have to take him into your home when he comes by looking for a place to stay.
It's a kind of masochism almost, it seems like.
Yeah, especially if you,
just like that.
Yeah, if you know that this guy is no good. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
On your feet!
I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Show, you bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, and they include the chat room. It's open 24 hours a day. Mostly people are in there during the show. chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought how great it would be to have a book espousing freedom on the bestsellers list? Do you gag when books chosen by Oprah's Book Club are made into major motion pictures? FreedomBookClub.com invites you to participate in our summer reading event. Go to freedombookclub.com and choose your preference from the four finalists and then purchase the book. Then purchase the book of the month. For new winners are announced every month. FreedomBookClub.com, making freedom a bestseller. It's FreedomBookClub.com.
All right, we continue taking your calls about what you want. Let's go to Todd in Michigan on the amp line. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Dale, Mark, what's up, guys?
Todd, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey.
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the news lately, but...
As little as possible.
About 2 days ago, Obama did try to push his public health care insurance plan.
Oh, I did hear...
Yeah, the streets of Iran are on fire, and he's pushing his health care plan.
Well, anyway, I did hear that ABC was going to be, I guess, partnering up with the Obama White House, and some sort of propaganda special will be coming out.
Turning the blue room into the ABC newsroom.
Yeah, where he's going to be pushing this whole government-provided health insurance idea. What's the summary here of this, Todd? That's basically, as I understand it, it's going to take Massachusetts' little government-mandated insurance thing.
It's going to be a lot like it, and it's not going to be a carbon copy of Canada, not entirely, but it's going to be approximate of it. Basically, he's claiming that it's going to result in over $100 billion in health care savings in over 10 years within Medicare. That's what he's claiming.
And if it doesn't turn out that way,
$100 billion over 10 years? That's like petty change in the government,
isn't
it?
$10 billion a year, yeah.
It's like when he was cutting, they were going to cut spending, and whatever amount he said, it was like $50 billion.
He's mandating that everybody has to have the health insurance. And if an individual does not have insurance or is not covered or refuses it,
he can
face stiff penalties.
Yeah, no, I guess I'll get a stiff penalty.
Time for an act of civil disobedience.
Yep.
Yeah, and not only that, he's claiming that he's going to save you on the costs and everything. And we're talking about $200 billion to $300 billion in both Medicare and Medicaid. But let's be honest here: if he tries cutting Medicare and Medicaid services, you're going to have a hell of a number of people, from seniors to low income people. I'm talking about their special interest groups going after their congressmen and saying, you know what, we don't want this.
Who really believes this anyway? I mean, if he says, well, there's $100 billion in savings over 10 years, well, if it turns out, as you're saying, Mark, that it turns out that's not the case, maybe it costs $100 billion more over 10 years, it'll just be, oopsie, well, you know, hey, it's a government. That's just the way things go.
Make sure you pay your taxes, citizen, or we're going to throw your butt in jail.
Yeah.
You know?
And he wants to slap. And not only that, we know that this is his way of trying to slap price controls on private insurers because, let's face it, a lot of Americans hate private insurers. Of course, HMOs. And I'm no fan of the private insurance industry, but let's be honest here.
If you thought the private insurers were bad at paying on claims, wait until you get government insurance. Because that's what they're talking about doing, right? Is a government insurance program.
He's claiming that he's not trying to run the healthcare system. How can that be if he's offering this public government option, if he's mandating everybody to have health insurance?
This is amazing, isn't it?
At the threat of a gun on employers.
Yeah.
And he's saying, well, small business owners are exempt from it, and I'm not even sure how that's going
to
work.
Oh, really? Well, that's because probably a little harder to whip into shape.
Exactly. I was going to say, what's he going to do to me? Is he going to try and, I don't have any certain paycheck coming from the same person all the time.
Yeah, if you're not reporting your income to them, then how are they going to, if your paychecks aren't passing through their system as far as your employees getting their taxes taken out from their paychecks, they have no idea what's going on. They have no way to levy that extra tax in there, like, as a punishment for not buying their services. It's outrageous.
Consider the fact that there are about approximately 500,000 AMA licensed physicians in the country and over 300 million Americans. If you do the math, that's not enough Americans in the country to provide health care for every sick person out there. So I mean, this is absolutely insane what Obama wants.
And people will drop out. The best doctors, the best nurses, the best healthcare practitioners in the business will have less incentive to stay in if they're not able to make the kind of money that they need to make in order to pay off their college loans and all of the things, the bills that they need to pay because they are running their business.
Or not go into it in the first place and then, you know, not keep up with demand.
Well, you should have seen Bill Maher on his show last week. Actually complaining about Obama, saying that, well, you're not pushing hard enough for health care. Excuse me, Mark. He has been pushing for health care. He's doing it his way, not the way you would like to see it your way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I mean, he wants the Bill Maher wants the one-size-fits-all, full-on government-socialized system.
Which is very misleading. Single-payer health care, which really is socialized medicine. But, I mean...
But this is a first step. He's smart because he knows this is a stepping stone. He knows that if he can get
Looping people up.
Right. He knows if he can sell people, like the conservatives or whatever, who are really just more statists, of course, if he can sell the other side of the aisle with the, well, you know, government health insurance, blah, blah, blah. Look, Mitt Romney did it. He's a Republican.
Right.
You know, then they'll bring that in. And then once everybody's on the government mandated program, it's just a matter of another step before they get to the full single payer system. Dale is slapping on his rubber gloves in here as an image for those on the webcam.
Well, you know, what's really silly about this is that because of all this, well, you're going to have a lot of private insurance companies that may end up going out of business.
And there aren't that many in the first place. There are hardly any insurers that you can buy from right now. And I was looking into insurance, and there are only two here in New Hampshire. I mean, two big players, basically. I'm sure there are some smaller ones, but you're right. If the prices at the private insurers are higher than the subsidized prices the government insurance company is going to offer, then people are going to have a natural incentive to go with the government insurance, taking money that could have gone into the...
It's awfully hard to compete against someone who can steal their rates from people.
Yep. You're right, Todd. Thanks for the analysis tonight. I appreciate hearing from you and bringing that to the fore. Yes, sir?
Just one more thing. Obama was at the AMA tonight, but a few days ago.
Yeah,
all this.
Right.
Oh, my God. It was terrible, guys. It was just awful.
I believe you. We'll see what happens with it. Thank you, Todd, for the call.
I'll tell you, the fact is, Obama considers him getting elected a mandate for socialized medicine.
1-800-259.
Not a mandate to get out of these wars, but a mandate for socialized medicine.
800-259-9231. I saw a great clip from The Daily Show where they compared Obama and Bush and a few things they said about the troops in Iraq. They were almost virtually identical with the exception of one single word. It was amazing. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including live streams, broadband, dial-up, webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
Republic Magazine has become a recent sponsor of the show. We're doing some cross-promotion with them, and I just wanted to read a little bit out of what they've got going here in one of the most recent issues. 100 items likely to disappear first in a calamity. Number one, janitors.
Generators? Say, what in the hell?
What is a janitor?
You're going to have to clean your own place? Is that what you're saying?
Janitors. Number two, water filters and water purifiers. Number three, portable toilets.
This sounds like a useful list.
Yep. It's 100 items, and you can hear about the other 97 by going to the RepublicMagazine.com's website.
The Republic Magazine?
Excuse me. RepublicMagazine.com website.
Got it. All right, well, we'll continue here taking your calls about what you want. It's Zach in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Zach.
Hello.
Hey, Zach. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to bring up the House Resolution H.R. 875. Have you guys heard about that?
Yeah, I've got them all memorized, man.
What is it?
Oh, that's the Food Safety Act, or they're calling it the Food Modernization Act. And it effectively makes organic food and seeds potentially illegal, and they're trying to get rid of the small farmers and the farmers markets. And,
well, that doesn't sound very progressive. I thought the Democrats were supposed to be helping the little guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, and basically, it lets Monsanto take over and feed the whole world on genetically modified seeds.
Well, I, for one, am not scared of genetically modified foods. I happen to like the neat little apples that they're making. They're very tasty. But I can understand where you're coming from on this, and I'm with you. I think that any sort of government meddling in the marketplace is a bad idea. We need to have choices, and the marketplace on its own normally allows us a nice wide variety of choices. You can choose to go with the organic food. You can choose to go to, you know, go with the genetically modified food or whatever happens to be out there. It's up to you, and it's up to the business owners and the consumers to decide. But now the government's going to step in, and they're going to make life a lot more difficult, as I understand it, for the small food providers. Is this also the tracking bill, the one where they're going to mandate that there are all kinds of tracking equipment that these companies need?
Yeah, they're going. Yeah, where they're talking about the RFID chips, you know, you got yourself a $3 chicken, but they're going to want you to pay for a $20 chip to put in it.
Well, that's not true. It's not going to be $20. These chips are very, very small. I'm sure they're being mass produced. These RFID chips are already being put into products, and I can tell you they're not increasing costs. They're being put in so they can decrease costs. So I'm not sure where you heard that one, but it's not really true from what I understand.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. But
yeah, they are
going
to want to track it, and if you buy something from them, of course, they're going to want information on who bought what from you. So if there's a problem, they can get traced back to the originator.
Yep, and that's going to be one of the most costly parts about this whole process, is that, at least for the little guys, big food companies like you mentioned, Monsanto or RJ, I think, was it, is it RJ Reynolds, the cigarette manufacturer?
And Tyson's also involved with the big agrobusinesses. Doing
right, these big manufacturers can easily absorb the cost of putting on whatever this new system is, this tracking system that the government's going to require. But if you're a small regional food manufacturer or a local farm or something like that, this could be a very crippling amount of cost they would have to absorb, and that could be one of the prime reasons why they go out of business. Thanks for bringing that up. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But what federal government so-called representative could possibly vote against something that's called the Food Safety Modernization Act?
Especially if they haven't read it, and they don't read these things.
They're ignorant of what it says, and more importantly, all the people out there who might or might not vote for that particular politician don't know anything more than the name.
Yep.
And like
yep.
you said, why? How could anyone vote against something like that? No one's going to analyze that. No one's going to read all the crap in that massive bill and figure out that it's actually spectacularly retarded.
Right. And then once it gets put in play, then people might figure out that it really, really sucks. And getting something overturned once
Good
it's in play is the most difficult thing. It's this system we have is just so messed up.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231.
I mean, if a law is really a good idea, should it be passed through the House and the Senate by simple majorities? I mean, if it's a really good idea, shouldn't it take 75, 85, 95% of these people to decide that it's a good idea? I mean, really?
Seems like a reasonable reform of a bad system. I don't know if that's going to really solve any serious problems.
Maybe not in the long term, but it certainly will take a lot longer for the system to go off the rails.
It will never happen because it will not serve the politicians who would have to put it into place, because they would not be able to make all their deals and everything and get the lobbying money for in exchange for our tax dollars that they do all the time.
I absolutely concur with that. And in order to get it to happen, it would take a constitutional convention to change something like that. And, I mean, we know what would happen if there was a constitutional convention. But I'm just saying that the system stinks.
That's why I am of the opinion that there is no such thing as a small government, because government serves itself by its very nature. There's no reason for it. It doesn't serve government for it to be small. So.
Right. Well, if there was a small government out there, I'm sure we could point to one and say, look, see, these guys have managed to keep their government small. We should do what they're doing.
And I wouldn't expect it to get small. It's not the nature of it. It's huge government or no government. That's all there is to it.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So let's talk about grudges. Dale, you had something you wanted to say just generally on that topic. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think a grudge is always a bad thing. It's kind of seen as being a bad thing. Like, oh, you're holding a grudge against someone. What if it's well earned, you know? What if someone deserves to, you know, what if someone does not deserve to be forgiven or has not yet earned being forgiven, or however you want to look at it, and what if you're better off just not making up?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it does forgiveness necessarily entail making up? Can you forgive
someone, but that may not necessarily mean, like, you can forgive someone, it's good for you, you know, it doesn't do any good to be hold anger against someone. Yeah. I think you should let go of that, but that doesn't necessarily, you talked about family members who are a drain on you, and that's a really good example, because those are some, that those are the people that everyone feels like we have an obligation, because of our culture, we feel like we have an obligation to family members, but if it's harmful for you to be with that person, maybe because they're abusive, even if it's just emotionally abusive, it still wears on you, and it's draining on you. If someone's constantly putting you down, for instance, or if they're belittling you and things like that, then that's probably a relationship you don't want to continue. But that doesn't mean that you are punishing the person or that you are necessarily retaining anger against the person.
Right.
But what you are doing is saying, this isn't a good relationship.
It's not for me. Yeah,
maybe your personalities just aren't compatible.
I need to do what's right for me, and that is seek people that I am more compatible with.
You know, I have to entirely agree with this. You know, we're taught essentially that good people forgive, good people compromise, and, you know, there's some cases we can all think of that person in our life who, you know, it's just it was a bad idea that I hung out with them, period, and it was a bad idea that I continued to hang out with them. And as far as forgiveness goes, yes, forgiveness from the standpoint of not harboring any negative feelings towards that person's good.
That's just going to eat you up inside.
Right. Because animosity doesn't do anything to the person that you feel animosity towards.
Correct.
It only does something towards you. But at the same time, there are people you shouldn't hang out with. They're bad news either for you or they're bad news in general. Some relationships have a tendency to be just bad together. People just create a bad relationship together, and they shouldn't hang out. I'm not saying that individually those people are bad people, but you know, there are such thing, I feel, as bad people in this world, at least the way that they've come up with dealing with people in general. If those people believe that the best way to deal with people is lying or threats, and I'm not talking about anybody in general, please don't interpret it that way. If somebody thinks that lying is the best way to get along in this life, those aren't people you should be hanging out with.
Yeah, and I think I found that, like, when I was younger, I had a lot more patience for people and trying to forgive people and everything. And as I got older, my patience wore thin, or a lot thinner than it was when I was younger.
I think I'm with you on that. I still feel like I might be a little bit too patient. I tend to be pretty forgiving as far as, well, let's get into more of this here in moments. Your thoughts, Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to nevergetbusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to nevergetbusted.com.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark will be returning in moments. 800-259-9231. That number is the SACL CAI toll free line. And SACL CAI is the company you need if you need to try something new in the area of collections. SACL CAI not only does collections, they also do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, see their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI. So just briefly, a little more discussion on the idea of forgiveness and ostracism, as far as holding a grudge. Should somebody hold a grudge? Basically, I think we've all agreed that grudges shouldn't be held, but that doesn't mean that you should keep bringing someone who's trouble back into your life.
Right. That's a good, using the word grudge is probably a little misleading.
Well, it's easy to mix them up. I mean, I, after the discussion, used the term, I used the term forgiveness, when what I meant was keeping on giving people chances. I think there's a difference between being forgiving and just keep, continuing the same behavior that allowed their behavior in the first place. If you don't get along with somebody and they screw something up again, and you say, well, I've almost had enough. If you do it one more time, and you give them the opportunity, and they do it again, and then you let them do it one more time, and
now
one more time,
enabling.
And one more time.
Yeah,
you haven't changed the situation. They say they're going to change, but they aren't. So then at that point, the question becomes, how many chances is appropriate to give somebody to start doing the right thing and behaving in a way that is appropriate before you decide to put them on ostracize and get them out of your life?
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe sometimes just seeing progress, seeing some kind of progress, you know, oh, well, okay, they're not as bad as the last time, maybe. I don't know.
I tend to agree with that. And I also agree that I've gotten a little less tolerant of it over the years.
Yeah, there's no doubt. As I've gotten older, I can tell when it's not best for me to have a certain person in my life. And whereas when I was younger, I would just, you know, you keep it going forever if you felt like, you know.
Yeah, you know, there's some people out there that it seems like they go through these cycles where, you know, one minute they want to act out, and then the next minute they want to be friends again, and the cycle goes on and on and on. And I I personally don't need that in my life.
If you want to share your story about how it is that you successfully ostracized somebody that was causing trouble, by all means, 800-259-9231. Or maybe you've got the other side of the coin, and that is that you gave somebody enough chances and they actually did turn around. You did see a miraculous change in their personality. How often does that happen? 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls.
Yes. I wonder what ostracize, you know, when is the word ostracize appropriate to use? I mean, I guess you could do it in degrees, right?
Sure.
Okay, so I guess I was just kind of curious. Like, sometimes I feel a little bit dramatic to use the word ostracism. I know it's very popular in libertarian circles, but, you know.
Yeah, I guess it all depends. I mean, it could be just a matter of not talking to a person or making a concerted effort to not even be around that person.
I think if it's related to business dealings, like let's say somebody didn't pay for a service and this was a recurring problem with them, some people might just say, well, I'm just not going to do business with that person because I don't want to risk it, you know. Or they might just say, only if it's cash, you know, pay me right now and I'll do business with you, mm-hmm. but I'm not doing it on loan. Or
just depends on how reliable they are.
Sometimes it's personal ostracism.
Yeah, or take it to the next step as far as in the business world is concerned. You can either just do cash or not do business with them at all, or you can go to the next step and encourage others to not do business, right? You can ostracize personally, and you can reach out to others and say, well, here's why I'm not doing business with so-and-so. Post it publicly in the hopes that the public exposure will hopefully
with as much actual hard evidence as you can possibly get, of course.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know.
Otherwise, you'll look bad.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's go to your calls about whatever you want. Ziggy is in the UK, across the pond. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Right, you want an example of small government which works?
Yeah, go ahead.
Switzerland. I'm no expert.
Switzerland is a small government?
Fairly small, yeah.
I guess as far as size comparison to the U.S., it's probably smaller. But what about per capita? What about government spending?
They don't spend a lot on their Navy.
Okay. They don't have one?
Right. Ian's the only one on the line.
Switzerland requires...
It's landlocked. Doofus.
Switzerland requires every male above a certain age to own a gun. Is that correct? And they issue government ammunition and...
From what I've been led to believe, it's if you own a home, you have to have an assault rifle.
Hmm. Okay. Because they issue you one, I think, and they also issue you some government ammunition that you're not supposed to open in case of you save it in case there's an actual crisis that requires the government then says, okay, you need to fight, and you pull out the government ammunition. And
but don't they have? Don't they have, and that's not a desirable thing either. I mean, yes, you can use that to point out that having an armed society does have some real benefits as far as safety is concerned, but that's essentially conscripting every homeowner.
I was pointing out that it's actually kind of it's rather intrusive to then say, you know, they're spending tax money on all of that, and they're requiring everyone to essentially be, to some extent, or it's a type of draft. Really.
Well, don't they have so-called progressive taxation in Switzerland? You know, 80, 90 something percent tax brackets. Don't they have that over there?
I thought it was quite high.
Tax in Switzerland is pretty low. I mean, really? I'm not an expert. I have been to Switzerland, and I have known people who have, you know, known people from Switzerland, if you know what I mean. I mean, the thing is, the actual government's smaller, but the drawback is they have a system of direct democracy where every Sunday, if enough people sign a petition, people go and vote on whether such and such should become a law.
Oh, good. Every Sunday?
Yeah.
Wow. That's quite a bit of time you have to dedicate to governmental activities. Sounds awful.
But saying that, I mean, that's how heroin became legal for doctors to prescribe.
All right, Zig. Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I'll look into Switzerland more thoroughly.
I would be curious if there are any callers who know this. I know Switzerland is famous for having very private bank accounts.
Yes.
You can get a bank account with Switzerland, and it's kind of no question
asked. Hasn't that changed recently?
That's what I was thinking. I had read something Switzerland.
Yeah, I think the U.S. government came in and basically threatened those banks or something like that. I don't recall all of the details there. But if you know more, call us up at 800-259-9231. So that's the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. Teen revenge, that story is still on the way here. And before we get to that, a quick question from Brandon in the email box. I'm from a state with a large nuclear stockpile, and I was wondering, how would the federal government and the U.S. people react to a state like this seceding?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a short one, but a tough one, I have to say. How do you deal with that?
Which state again?
A state with a large nuclear stockpile.
Oh.
How would that work?
Isn't the stockpile actually owned by the federal government, though?
I have to say, you know, what's the reaction going to be like? I have to say that whatever's in your state, for instance, I was listening to a little clip from what's the show with
the show? I don't know.
The Colbert Report, the other one.
Stewart Show, Daily Show.
Daily Show, yes. I was listening to a clip about Long Island seceding. If you haven't seen it, you should go see Long Island seceding from New York. It's hilarious.
It's great.
All that being said, they were sort of one of the senators from a state senator from Long Island, who would have been able to be like a real senator in the United States government, was talking about some of the disadvantages. Well, we'd have to pay for all the state roads in Long Island. No, you wouldn't. Long Island... The people of Long Island pay a desperate amount of, more taxes than anybody else in New York because of, the wealth and population or whatever. They've already bought those roads. They don't need to give them back. I'd say, let's call it Nevada, Nevada, I think, is by and large owned by the federal government. I feel that the people of Nevada have paid in enough taxes to buy whatever it is that's in their state, and they ought to... It's theirs to keep. So if Nevada secedes, God bless them. Good luck. But I think that the way to probably solve that problem is for the Nevadians.
I think it's Nevadans.
Nevadiacs. They ought to give. They just should tell the U.S. government, here's your nukes. Come get your nukes.
Yeah, but what if they don't have anywhere to put them?
Are we actually talking about nuclear weapons or just nuclear materials? Like,
nuclear stockpile, I believe.
Okay. That's what I originally interpreted it to mean. Yeah. I was just curious if he meant there are perhaps some nuclear power plants and things that have nuclear material, but it would have to be altered and refined and stuff.
I suspect that the nuclear weapons, the ICBMs, are kept in states. So if states were to secede, that's going to be an issue. And it's one that we had not thought of.
It seems easily resolved, though. They just... Well, no, I don't know how hard it is to move those things.
I don't either. What about the military bases, all the equipment? Good question. I don't have an answer. If you do, would love to hear it. 800-259-9231. I'd like to say dismantle the damn things. I mean, that would be the best answer. More on the way.
That's
Hour
3's
coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.